Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. And again, I'd like to emphasize that which we repeat every now and then, and that is, God doesn't want you to come before Him to worship with a long face. Now, there are times when we've got a long face. Sorrows come to us. Problems beset us. Temptations have overcome us. Now we come to God, but we come to God in repentance, asking for forgiveness and casting ourselves upon Him. That's not worship. Now, you worship God when you come to praise Him, and He wants you to be happy. A lot of these bar rooms and motels that we get in, they have in the afternoon what they call a happy hour. Well, I wish we had a happy hour in the church without the liquid, and we need a happy hour on this program. Let's tune up for it. Get ready for it, because we want to worship God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands. That includes everybody. This is a universal praise, by the way. And this is the time when the world will be able to sing, joy to the world, the Lord has come. Now, that didn't take place 1900 years ago. And by the way, that song was not written as a Christmas song relative to His first coming. That song should be reserved till He comes again. And I'm waiting to sing it at that time because I can't sing now. So I'll sing it then. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. And that's what this is. What a wonderful thing it is. And it says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. And it's a wonderful psalm of praise. Praise to Him. Worship Him. Glorify Him. There's not enough of that today. May I venture this criticism? And it is that. You know, we retired preachers, we become experts. We can tell all the young ones how to do it. And the people in the church how to do it. And so I'm going to tell them how to do it now. I believe that today, if there's one criticism I'd want to make of my ministry, I didn't have enough praise in the service. We ought to praise God, worship God. We ought to get gloriously joyful in His presence. Now, this great psalm is just like a doxology. And I think there are many doxologies in the Word of God. But the true believers today, I think, could turn, for instance, to the first chapter of the Ephesian epistle, and we could sing this one. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. He's been good to us, given us all spiritual blessings. Some of us are not availing ourselves of them. We're keeping them on cold storage. And we're keeping it for a rainy day. Well, it's a rainy day today. I don't care how bright the sun is shining. Get out this blessing and start using it. And here's another one in the first chapter of Revelation. Unto Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood and hath made us kings and priests unto God His Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. My, I don't know about you, that just carries me into the clouds. Now the whole earth is called upon to shout aloud their praises unto Jehovah and to sing the mighty Hallelujah chorus, because in that day the world will know Him.